Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for June 25, 2026. Tesla is making major moves on multiple fronts today. Let's dive in. Gigafactory Berlin is scaling up fast. Tesla announced plans to boost production to 7,500 vehicles per week by October 2026. That's a 20% increase, with plans to hire an additional 1,000 employees. The rebound in European demand, especially for the Model Y, is driving the expansion. The factory had already announced a capacity increase back in April and further battery investment in May, with 3,500 new jobs expected in the coming months for vehicle and battery production. On the autonomous driving front, Tesla's full self-driving supervised system is now officially live in China under the name Tesla Assisted Driving, or TAD. A full nationwide rollout is targeted for Q3 2026, pending regulatory approval. Early reviews note that the system is notably cautious, sometimes slowing or stopping for pedestrians even before they step off the curb. Meanwhile, FSD version 14.3.3 is rolling out to Hardware 4 vehicles in Australia and New Zealand, among the first right-hand drive markets to get the update. Tesla says the new version delivers 20% faster reaction times thanks to a rebuilt AI compiler. However, Sweden is pushing the EU to block broader FSD deployment, citing concerns over automated speeding and winter road performance. Turning to the stock, Tesla dipped 1.59% today, closing at $375.53. Analysts at Guru Focus say the stock is overvalued by about 30%, though Barclays projects Tesla will deliver 418,000 vehicles in Q2, up 9% year-over-year and above consensus. A new NHTSA investigation into a Tesla Model 3 crash in Texas is also in focus, and the family of a victim has filed a lawsuit alleging a design flaw in Tesla's driver assistance systems. Elon Musk has publicly denied FSD was involved, noting that FSD drives slowly on neighborhood streets, unlike the reported high-speed nature of the incident. In the robotaxi race, while Tesla has begun Cybercab production at Gigafactory Texas, CEO Elon Musk cautions that material robotaxi revenue is not expected before 2027. Previously announced markets like Phoenix, Las Vegas, Miami, Orlando, and Tampa remain in preparations phase, with the rollout reportedly slipping rather than accelerating. Musk did say unsupervised FSD for customer vehicles could arrive by Q4 2026. And on the energy side, Tesla announced a major framework with Sunrun and Renew Home to deliver over 16 gigawatts of flexible energy capacity to U.S. utilities and hyperscalers, aggregating home battery systems and smart thermostats into a virtual power plant. That's all for today's Tesla Daily Update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.